Good evening. This is Akash Bani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when youth participate in nation building, the nation develops rapidly and also makes its mark in the world. He said, with their hard work and innovation today, the youth of the country is showing the world how much potential the nation has. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today. Modi said the youth who have received their appointment letters today have the big responsibility to strengthen the nation's economy, internal security, develop modern infrastructure and bring changes in the lives of labourers. Indian Minister of Railways, Information, Broadcasting, Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnaw, and Minister of State for Personal, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, handed over the certificates to the selected appointees from different departments under the 15th Rozgar Mela in New Delhi today. Addressing the event, Vaishnaw congratulated the appointees and said the new appointees are joining those posts of the Government of India which will shape the future of the country. He said there are many challenges as well as possibilities during the job. Indian Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, has said Pahalgam-like terror attacks are against the right to life and need to be condemned in the strongest possible terms. Puri was speaking to media after attending the 15th Rozgar Mela at Amity University in Mohali today. The Indian minister said the attack has been committed by a country which uses terrorism as an instrument of state policy. He assured that it will receive a befitting reply. The minister distributed letters of appointment to 25 persons for their appointments in their government sectors. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam. In a statement, Council members emphasized that terrorism is a major threat to global peace and must be fought in all its forms. The Council called for the perpetrators, supporters and sponsors of the attack to be brought to justice. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations and movement of security forces in the interest of national security. It said that the media, digital platforms and individuals play a vital role in safeguarding national security. The ministry asked them to refrain from reporting based on sources-based information related to defense operations or movement. It said premature disclosure of sensitive information may inadvertently assist hostile elements and endanger operational effectiveness and the safety of personnel. Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Mohammad Asif has admitted that the country supported terrorist groups for three decades. In an interview with a British news channel, Asif acknowledged that Pakistan was involved in dirty work on behalf of the West when asked about Islamabad's history of funding and backing terror outfits. Asif further described it as a mistake and said that Pakistan has paid a heavy price for its actions. Akash Bani won a total of 6 awards in various categories at the India Audio Summit and Awards 2025, the third edition of the awards, which recognize excellence in radio and audio content production, was held in Mumbai last night. Among the top accolades for Akash Bani, former Union Minister Smriti Irani's program Nayi Soch Nayi Kahani, A Radio Journey with Smriti Irani, was named Series of the Year on radio. The News Services Division's popular weekly phone-in show, Public Speak, was recognized as the best-produced audio streaming program in the health and fitness category. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, attended the event as the guest of honor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani Air Doordarshan network, AIR news website and news on AIR mobile app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Pope Francis, who is being laid to rest today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.